From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking ahead to the next challenge following the rejection of the Republicans' health care legislation.
We've had I'm not going to speak badly about anybody within the party, but certainly there's a big history. I think Paul really worked hard. And I would say that we will probably start going very, very strongly for the big tax cuts and tax reform. That'll be next.
Trump is turning his attention from health care after asking Republican leaders to withdraw the health care bill for consideration because it lacked the necessary votes to pass. Some Americans expressed frustration that Democrats and Republicans did not work together in helping to resolve the country's health care issues.
Where I'm most frustrated with our government, because I don't think they're doing that thing. It seems to be an either or and two sides, when it should be more of hearing both sides and coming to some sort of compromise.
I know it will come back. I feel a little bit more relaxed today after they did not come to a vote, so the status quo will be in effect for a while.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the House Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the Republican plan because it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they fear too many Americans would lose their health insurance. China State Broadcaster is reporting that 8 people died and one is missing after a gold mine accident in central China's Henan province. 17 people were said to be trapped underground Friday when the accident happened at a mine belonging to the China National Gold Group. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say China got involved in the election before the campaign began.
I'm very surprised that in this election, the Chinese government has decided to favor a particular candidate at a very, very early stage, even before the campaigning, the actual campaigning has started. So it seems that the Chinese government has thrown their support behind Carrie Lam.
Most Hong Kong media is reporting Lam, a former head of the Hong Kong Civil Service, is likely to win, although John Tsang, a former Hong Kong finance secretary, is the most popular candidate to be the new leader of Hong Kong. A Syrian monitoring group says at least 16 people have died from airstrikes on a prison in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed running away from the airstrikes in the rubble-held city of Idlib, and some were shot by prison staff. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. European Union leaders are starting to arrive in Rome Saturday to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the founding of the EU. More than 30 European Union leaders are expected to attend the ceremony in the center of Rome, where the treaty was signed back in March 25, 1957. Bringing together West Germany, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg together as a common community, paving the way for the formation of what is now the European Union. London police are appealing for the public's help as they try to learn more about Khalid Masood, a British national police say killed 4 people near Parliament by striking them with an SUV and injuring several others on Thursday. Authorities believe Masood acted alone when he ran down the pedestrians on Westminster Bridge before crashing his SUV into a gate and fatally stabbing a policeman who tried to stop him. Other officers shot and killed Masood moments later. And the United Nations Security Council members are calling on South Sudan's leaders to prioritize the needs of the South Sudanese people, but disagree over the main cause of the famine in parts of the country. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said despite the alarm sounded by the UN and the international community over this crisis, the government has yet to express any meaningful concern or take any tangible steps to address the plight of its people. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.